And welcome back. You're listening to the Community Campfire right here on KPCW Park City. I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello, Mitch.
And we are joined this morning by the Last Wild Buffalo. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, so let's go down the line and introduce yourselves to our listeners out there.
Yeah, my name is Isaac. I play the guitar in the band, the acoustic guitar, that is, and do a little bit of singing as well.
My name is Troy, and I play the upright bass.
Nice, holding it down.
Yeah.
My name is Ella, and I play the fiddle and sing a bit, too.
I'm Johnny. I play the banjo. Sometimes I play the guitar, and I sing.
How long have you guys been a band together?
Go ahead, Isaac.
We've been a band for just over 2 years now that we've been under the name The Last Wild Buffalo. It started out as just me and Johnny writing music together, playing a lot. Then we brought Troy and Ella on, and that's when it kind of formed as a full band.
So you guys have been playing for 2 years now. You have put out how many albums now? I know you put out one just recently.
This is Johnny. We put out a full-length record last year and a three-song single EP, whatever you call it, just a couple months after that.
And you met at USU, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you were all in music there, or are you all different majors?
This is Troy. I was studying, actually, accounting and finance. So Isaac graduated in kinesiology. Johnny was studying data analytics, and Ella and Johnny are also siblings. Ella was still in high school at the time. We all got super close and became best friends up at Utah State.
As far as meeting, though, none of us actually met at Utah State. We all met prior to that. Like Troy said, Johnny and Ella, they're brother and sister, so they met
a long time ago.
And then me and Johnny, we were best friends growing up as well. So we went to high school together. I would pick him up for swim practice and drive him. He still owes me a lot of gas money for that one. And then Troy also went to high school with us. I didn't know Troy as well in high school, but him and Johnny were friends there. Yeah. So Utah State was kind of the place that we all assembled.
It was like the catalyst.
Yeah. The Avenger Assemble spot. But we all knew each other beforehand, which I think really helped our chemistry.
Did you find that you also had a lot of similar tastes in music, or did you bring in a bunch of different things to come up with the Wild Buffalo sound?
What about you, Ella? What do you think about that?
I'd say, like, when it comes to playing and writing music, we kind of have a similar style, but when it comes to our tastes in music, we're really spread. Johnny and Isaac, during that high school time, I know really liked punk music, which is pretty awesome. And I always really loved jazz, so I was kind of the outlier there. But when it comes to playing and writing, I'd say pretty similar.
And for people who aren't familiar with your sound, how would you describe it to them?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll let you take that one, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny got it.
At our core, we are folk music. Throughout our journey, we called ourselves bluegrass, but then once you like really learn about bluegrass, we're not really bluegrass. We have a bunch of percussive instruments and different rhythms and whatever. And I just say at our core, we're just folk music. We're high energy folk music and a little bit Americana spritzed in there too.
Some definite punk influence as well.
Yeah. Every now and again.
We get really loud.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear some of that folk, high-energy music. What are you going to play first for us today here on the Community Campfire?
This first song we're going to play is going to come out on our upcoming album titled Still Here Somehow. This song is called G-O-Y-F, which stands for Get On Your Feet.
All right. Well, Get On Your Feet right here on KPCW. Guys, take it away.
Thank you.
Wow, there is some energy in the studio here, and I'm sure the listeners out there are on their feet if they're not driving. If you're just tuning in, we are sitting down with the last wild buffalo that was getting wild here in the studio.
You guys are now here in Park City playing for us, which is awesome, but you guys have come a long way, and I did some research on you guys. You did a lot of your toning of your sound in Alaska. Can you tell me about your time in Alaska?
Yeah. Isaac and I, a couple summers ago, we decided that we wanted to take a job driving buses in Alaska. And we were like, you know what? Instead of taking a plane like everybody else, let's take a car and throw our instruments in there and see if we can like scrounge up a couple of gigs. Started knocking on doors of different at restaurants, whatever, and asking around. And we scored our first gig at the Fish House in Ketchikan, Alaska. And we just played every single week, multiple times a week. Like in between when we weren't working, we were either gigging or we were writing. And that's kind of where you could say our sound developed. Definitely developed a lot more once Ella and Troy hopped on after that summer, but that's kind of really where I'd say it started.
The name, The Last Wild Buffalo, any story there?
Well, long story short, we had a lot of different names. At this time, it was just me and Isaac playing years ago. And in my high school years, I was a huge consumer of music and I listened to everything. And I went through this phase where I kind of grew up on folk music. We listened to a lot of the Avett Brothers in my home, had some Todd Snyder, Cat Stevens, just great music. And I had kind of strayed away from that. And there's a point in time as I was approaching graduation where I felt like I somewhat grounded myself in my personal life. Just, you know, graduating high school, it's very transitional. And I felt like I've kind of found myself a little bit more. And Isaac and I were actually on a trip out to Yellowstone. And I decided, you know what, I think I kind of want to go back to listening to this more rootsy folk music that I grew up on. And I made a playlist on my streaming services app. You know, there's like a bunch of bison out there, and I just called it The Last Wild Buffalo. And then years later, we are trying to sign out a band name. I find this playlist. I was like, what do you think of this name? And Isaac's like, that's pretty cool. We call Isaac's mom, and she's like, it's okay. We show Troy, because, you know, we'd been hanging out with Troy. He's like, this is so cool, but it's just too many syllables.
I was like, guys, cool direction, but weird name. I'm like, how do you abbreviate that? Like, do you say, like, TLWB? Like, what?
It just flows, TLWB.
Yeah. Nice. I ended up sleeping on it, and the next morning I texted Isaac and was like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, that is a very cool name.
Yeah,
you guys should definitely roll with it.
Very excited. Well, in the last segment, we were talking that you guys have a new album that you're working on right now. Can you tell us anything about it?
It's been a huge labor of love. We actually decided to get a little bit of audio equipment and record it ourselves over at my parents' house, actually. They have a little ranch there, so we just took a corner of the house and set up some microphones, and all of us put a lot of effort into it, and we're really excited for it to come out. It's going to be 14 songs long. It's a big record, but we're very excited.
Was it mainly written by you two, Johnny and Isaac, or have you guys also included Troy and Ella in the mix in terms of the writing process?
That's actually one of the reasons I think we're very excited about this next album, is that our first record was mainly written by me and Johnny. There were songs that were already written before Troy and Ella came on. This next record has felt like it's all four of our album. I don't want to speak for you guys, but we've all put our part into writing it, and it feels like really the culmination of everything we've done as a band up until this point.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by the Community Campfire. We're going to close the show with one of your songs. What are you going to play to close the show today?
This next song is called Go Down Easily, and it's also going to be on our new album. So,
is there any story behind the song?
This one, Johnny had like a riff on the guitar, and then I got to writing some of the lyrics, so that's why you'll hear my voice a bit more on this one. But
funny enough, actually, the chorus for this song was actually randomly something I woke up from in a dream. So I dreamt the chorus, and I was like, I can't sing this very well. So I brought it to Ella. I was like, can you sing just this chorus? And then she added all the other lyrics. So that's kind of a fun story.
Amazing. Well, we're excited to hear it. But before we do, quick plug, where can people find you guys?
Yeah, our next show is at the State Room in Salt Lake, opening for Steve Forbear on the 19th of February, next Thursday. You can follow us just wherever you follow people, social media, Instagram, Facebook, going to be at The Last Wild Buffalo across all the platforms, as well as make sure to check out our music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, because our new record is going to be coming out pretty soon here. We're going to start releasing singles at the end of this month.
And KPCW now.
And KPCW, hopefully.
All right. Well, here is Go Down Easily by The Last Wild Buffalo. Take it away, guys.
It's all